What's up, y'all? This is Mary Jane and Munchies, and you already know how we get down. We smoke again and again and again, my friend. On this episode, we play Truth or Toked. We end up learning a little bit more about what type of edibles would be incredible. That and much, much more on Mary Jane and Munchies, streaming on all podcasting platforms. You heard me. Bye! Make sure you listen to the episode. Make sure you got some weed rolled.
What's up? It's your girl, Mary Jane.
And Munchies.
And this is Mary Jane and
Munchies.
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm all out in a bag of chips. What a soda on the side.
What a soda on the side.
What a soda on the side.
What a soda on the side. Yo, I remember when I was in school and people were making raps off of like nursery rhymes. That was fucking phenomenal. Let's just talk about chicken noodle soup. Let's just talk about, do your chain hang low, do it wobble. That was good shit. Ha.
Here we go, loop de loop. Here we go, loop de la. Here we go, loop de loop. Yeah, people was out here. They were just doing whatever. You know what I saw as a flashback, friend?
What?
Hot potato beatbox.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Yes.
Hot potato, hot potato.
The dude with the red shirt. Oh, hot potato, 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 hot potato. Remember him?
No, I just thought she was talking about hot potato, hot potato.
Oh my God, make sure y'all send this, flood this to Queenie Jones's DM. She's never seen it, y'all. Flood it to her DM. But it's a hot potato beatbox challenge, God. And it was just a nice little blast from the past, but I didn't know you haven't seen it, friend.
Absolutely not. And a soda on the side. How you doing, best friend?
I'm good. My summer was pretty good. How about you, best friend?
My summer was returning. Came back with style and grace. Before I go into my summer, let's get into yours.
Well, this summer was tough. I definitely did have some new experiences. So I went and seen Shakespeare in the Park in the Boston Common area. It was choreographed by my sister, Victoria Opera. So shout out to Victoria.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Boston Lyrical Opera. And also, I think it was Boston Lyrical Opera, the Parks and Reserves, who came together to put on such a beautiful presentation. It was Romeo and Juliet, and it was just wonderful. Given with a couple modern touches, but they were in classical Shakespearean speak, so it was amazing. It was an outdoor event. We had subs and sodas from glass bottles, and it was just really magical. So definitely enjoyed that. I encourage you, if you haven't done so already, check out Boston Lyrical Opera, and you can also look up Victoria Awkward. She works for the Boston Dance Company, and she always has productions, either diverse productions or like she did for the Boston Ballet. And the Lyrical Opera, just a wonderful rendition of movement given with some modern touches. So that's one thing I did this summer. And then the other not so fun thing was I lost my mom and my grandmother this year. I lost my Nana in March and I lost my mom in May. And so this summer was like cleaning out the house and getting things together, rearranging them, and just kind of, you know, coming to terms with that. I really didn't lean on weed because I've learned over the years not to do my favorite thing in my worst moments so that I don't equate them with negative behaviors. But, you know, definitely had Queenie Jones and her family, Pop Smoke, and Mama Yummy, and the kids to be there supportive, as well as all of you listeners. Comments on my personal page and just you guys listening during this summer has been amazing and really given me the strength I needed to deal with the grief and cope with the loss. So that's what I did this summer. What about you, Queenie Jones?
Well, as being, per se, your best friend, I have definitely can say I love my best friend. And when I came back, she was like, bitch, I'm still here. So I was really happy when I came back. But what had progressed my summer after helping Boston Bossy with her life and, you know, transformative manners, you know, shout out to the people with a but. We had a light of J. I had to light the J. Because I know that shit didn't play. I went up to Vermont and I was a cook. But the best thing, I had two jobs. I got two jobs. You know what I'm saying? I keeps it with the lotto. The moolah. Okay? I also was a culinary videographer. For those of y'all don't know what that is, that's pretty much videography, photography of the food assist. So I was able to feed wonderful, beautiful kids and give them something more and illustrious while plating and creating what we need. Yeah, so I got to be able to, like, feed children. And here's the thing. These kids was eating good. Mine having freaking tacos, having ramen. And I'm not talking about the packs, ladies and gentlemen. Gumbo. What else fucking significant did we make? We had chili, burgers, medium well, the way they're supposed to be served. I don't know. Panda said it. I didn't. I just be making it. And when I tasted it, it was fucking delicious. I was on that hot top, that flat top. Okay. Call me Mrs. Hot Girl. I was on that flat top. Girl, I was up here making pancakes, burgers, tortillas, anything they needed in that bitch, sauteing kale, might as well, fuck it. I was doing it all. We had morning greens with every meal. That's how you know the colon was popping clean. Shucka ducky, squeak it. All right. Y'all, if you are interested in taking your kids to Vermont, go ahead and I can give this social media. Check out Big Belly TL and see what them kids be eating, okay? Can't tell you anything else besides that. Because I ain't going to get in trouble. I ain't going to fuck up my checks. You feel me? But I was able to create bonds and relationships and network a little bit more than I was previously because I was there for 2 weeks last year. This year, I went pretty much all in. Equivalently, I did 10 weeks-ish. That's the whole summer worth. But 7 weeks is what I did for real. And I got the feels. And I'm going to be back on the real. And I told him, as long as I got a baby up in me, I'm going to be up there pulling up straight up. You heard me. But before we get into any more of the show, we're going to have to pay some motherfucking bills. We'll be back, y'all.
We're back, y'all. Did you miss us? Did you miss us? Did you miss us? Okay, we was only paying the bills. Relax.
Now, y'all, I'm so, like, was it nostalgic? I had a reflective moment and I was like, ooh, summer, summer, summertime. It's September now, so it's almost like over for real. Y'all, guess who forgot to tell you we smoking? Your girl. We are smoking Purple Voodoo. Mary Jane, it's the shit.
From the anonymous donor.
Absolutely.
Shout outs to the anonymous donor always coming through with that fire, you know.
Lit as hell. Y'all, we playing our favorite game today. Truth or Toke? Nigga, we got all the smoke. I realize we never fucking toke on this show. Everybody always wants to answer the questions. Y'all can fucking toke. I'm saying that to me because I think I always have the J in my hand while I'm smoking and answer the question. So I never feel like I need to smoke extra hot, but feel free to puff that shit harder. You feel me, Boston Bossy?
Period on punk pussy out.
Period, just like the red that we painted the town with. All right.
Ooh, straight bars. Y'all, look out for our rap album. It's coming soon.
All right. They're not ready. My first truth or toke question for you. Let me get the J ready. Would you like to have a free ounce of cannabis every week or release somebody who has been in prison from selling an ounce of cannabis every week? Because there's a lot
the of cannabis.
Just straight up the cannabis. You don't get no damn.
I believe in a death penalty, the cannabis.
Ounces of weed.
That's why I believe it. I believe in the cannabis.
You just gonna.
I don't trust people. I trust the cannabis. All hail Mary Jane. Woosah!
Girl, for me, I would definitely fucking release a prisoner every week.
And he'd probably steal your cannabis.
You stupid. He might have been trying, or she might have been trying
to turn their life around right as they was committing a crime. And you know what Mary Jane did? Nothing. She did nothing. And yet you left her out in the cold. So I'm Mary Jane, and you munch.
I'm way nicer than Boston Boston.
Trying to have snacks and stuff. I'm there for you, Mary. Mary, Mary.
Next question.
What's one thing you would stand in line for an hour for?
Bitch. The best crab and crawfish and shrimp in the world. I swear to God, I'll be up there and be like, okay, it's an hour and 59 minutes. Child, I'll be up there. It's really delicious. You promise? If I find out. See, I know how to pull my Karen. Back in the day, I never pulled a Karen. I'd be like, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. Waited an hour and 59 minutes in this hole. I would like to taste everything you got up in this bitch. If it is not delicious, sir, I'm speaking to your manager. Better be worth the motherfucking wait. What about you, Boss Bossy?
Anything made by Slutty Vegan.
Child. Check out our Slutty Vegan mukbang on my YouTube channel.
If you want to see Slutty Vegan is so good, it make you slap your mama for letting you eat me.
Why did you do that to me, baby?
Why did you put me in my diaphragm when I could have been slutty and vegan? Push it away like, push it away like, push it away like,
My whole thing is Slutty Vegan is that good, and they just opened up a location in Brooklyn that make me feel in some type of way. I keeps up with the pinky cow.
Make me feel some type of way when I get that Slutty Vegan to me.
See, that was the next one. I was trying to scare Boston Bossy. I was never
slightly trembling because I was like, "What?" I was like, "What's happening?"
No, I was trying to scare that ass. I'm sorry. It worked.
I thought maybe your computer jump. I was like, "No, why is our life like this?"
Ain't that about a bitch? No.
All right, hold on. Let me try to scare you.
You gonna have to come up with it in the next 10 minutes because I'm expecting it now. I'm absolutely expecting it. So, in the meantime,
your computer broke. Look at your face.
My eyebrows raised. I was like, what did you see that I didn't see?
That was all I could do.
I was looking directly at my motherfucking computer like, how can you know that this bitch is broken?
You was like, no. It's happening on the back, isn't it? There's a big red spot. I got buried.
Okay, so the next one is to prank call one of your family members. I'm going to call my mom.
Oh, alright. This is going to be exciting. I'm going to start 6-7 her so she doesn't know it's you.
No. Star 617. You old ass chick. What you talking? What the hell?
It's star 6-7.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry about it. I was drinking at Sabrina's house and I'm a little fucked up. And I was safe. Don't worry. I'll be home in a lift. But, you know, since I don't drink that often and it fucks with my head, you think that I can buy some money for some crap? Just a couple.
Two bags.
Just please, I just need about $20-$90 worth. Alright, Mom, just put it on my next pin, please. I'll see you soon, Doug. That was the end. Cause she'd be like, little girl, what the fuck was you on? I was like, Nothing. I was just smoking cannabis and having fun, Mom. So, that was fun. So, I
get to your corner of the house.
I don't even know if motherfuckers use voice messages anymore. But Mama Yummy, if you're listening to it, that was me, okay?
It was me. Mama Yummy. It was all her idea. I said, go find it.
I can't with you. All right, y'all. When you play Truth or Toke, you got to do ridiculous shit. And we end up having moments where we never fucking toke. But this time, we got to smoke 5 times in a row. Now, Boston Bossy going to count for me, okay? She going to count. But first, we got to go pay these bills. We'll be right back with our 5-puff smoke out in doubt of Truth or Toke. Because we must get it for every time we play this motherfucking game. What's up? It's your girl, Queen Jones, a.k.a. Munchies, from Mary Jane and Munchies. I'm here to tell y'all all about a black, locally owned apparel brand called Renilly. Whether y'all are having fun in the sun in a t-shirt or staying warm and cozy with hoodies and gloves, Renilly has something in store for you. Renilly is an excellent experiment in human excellence. Y'all, go ahead and find Renilly on RenillyOnEdge.com. That's RenillyOnEdge.com. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead and say, Munchie sent me. Bye.
And we back, y'all. Like we never left. I'm lighting the J right now. And we about to hit the weave 5 times a piece. Sabrina said, a.k.a. Boss Bossy, a.k.a. Mary Jane said, I have little baby bitch lungs. It's like she need to wake up and understand that these lungs is like earned.
Well, baby lungs.
That might not be good.
Baby lungs.
I am.
Thy name is Queenie, and I got baby lungs. That's why I can handle frontal, because I got baby lungs.
Okay, let's see. Ready? Count.
1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. All right, one more. That makes 5, percent. Hey. Am I doing a challenge too?
Oh, I did it.
Like, thanks for taking one for the team, dog. Appreciate you. All right. Ready to count me?
Yeah. 1. 2. 3. 4. I'm so sorry. I'm up here. I looked down for a second. I thought she puffed. I'm sorry, Lord. This is 4. 5. She really did 6, but you know, she a big gangster. She tried me. How about that? To the next point of, I bet we won't motherfucking do this shit again. We gonna start talking. Look, we might need to ask some dirtier questions. Real.
That was a good challenge. Like, you definitely had to strategize that whole absorption in.
Look, y'all, I now want a THC-infused beverage. Companies are turning to THC beverages as the next growing legal cannabis market. Meaning, dispensaries.
Turn the beat around. We want to drink our THC. Na-na-na-na-na.
Honestly, I'm at a point where they need to have THC infused drinks in the liquor store in our legalized eyes, motherfucking state of Massachusetts. Stop playing with me, stop. Give me a 5 milligram motherfucking worth can of me some THC drink, okay? Shout out to all the people who understand what I'm feeling. You hear me?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I need you to speak from your chest and stop acting like that's not what we need in our liquor store. But dispensaries are at a point in Boston, at least that I've seen, where that everybody has some form of dry goods and THC infused drink. Have you noticed that, Boston Bossy?
Well, I've noticed that companies are slowly building their repertoire in the THC world, but I'll be excited when I see something on the shelves in a general market as opposed to like a weed market or something like that underground.
I feel like when it comes down to it, I really enjoy having a good infused drink. I just feel like we need to start, if you are penetrating it legally and it's marketable, start diversifying the shit we drink in. Stop giving me lemonade, okay? Mm-hmm. Stop giving me knockoff sodas and freaking, what's that, sparkling waters. I'm gonna need y'all to up y'all game and be like, pina colada, weed, Sinatra infused drink. I don't know, like,
Makes sense.
Push it to the limit, like.
Push it to the limit.
Like, give us something unique. And I really am starting to challenge people to do a really good infused oil or fat. But that's a whole nother conversation. I just think when it comes to having an infused drink, it's really cute to have. But I think what I would expand on as a cannabis baby, a cannabis baby chef. Mm-hmm. Start fucking making recipes that bring some class to it. They kind of basic. I don't want to have no basic bitch motherfucking infused shit. Stop giving me fucking pedestrian shit, bitch. I'm in the car. Big Lambo, infuse, Tesla.
Infuse some Lambo chops or not at all.
Lambo chops? What's a Lambo chop?
Like a little medallion of lamb.
Okay, I'm going to look up that because I think I want to have it. It is very much time for...
I'm ready for THC to be infused in everything. Savory, salty, sweet. You know, a little THC oil with your sushi.
Well, the wasabi?
Big facts. Or directly on it so that you can taste the terpenes.
That sounds delicioso. Ooh.
Muy bueno.
What if you put it in the soy sauce? Just then you. That's that unlimited dip shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry to cut through the umami. Yeah.
Oh, God. Y'all, I want to bust down this quick in the summer delicious recipe. This weed is in me. I'm so damn high. Alright, so, y'all, when it comes to getting the highest, you need to be eating fucking mangoes. I don't give a fuck who told you something different. What did I say is munchy? Eat your damn self a good mango. So, mango salsa, baby. Here's the recipe I'm gonna give to you straight off the dome, okay? I want you to chop up a mango. A large red mango. Chop it up. If you have no access to a large red mango, go ahead and use whatever mango you got, because we always trying to use what we have. Upcycle. Go ahead and chop yourself up some scallions, 3. Then you're going to chop yourself a whole jalapeno. If you one of them scary people, you can just eat it or use half, but a whole jalapeno. Then you're going to have half of a white onion, cilantro. When I say cilantro, I'm talking about a fourth of the bunch. We're not trying to make it, you feel me? We're trying to have it be just enough to make you know what it is, okay? Get that accent of flavor, baby. One want to feel Latino. Latino, if you will. Depending on what gender, okay? We want to feel it in our spirit. Like somebody was like, hey, this is my recipe. Do it. Alright, so, go ahead and add yourself some lime. When I say lime, a fourth of a cup. Okay? I don't play by my line. So that's about 2 limes. 3 if you're nasty. Freaky dicky wicked. Go ahead and get yourself 4 cloves of garlic. Okay? Mm-hmm. You can either dice it, you can grate it, however you slay it. No, that's what we into. We're going to add our favorite all-purpose seasoning. Mine's coming out soon. Stay tuned. You heard me. Add whatever your ancestor tell you. If your ancestors are not speaking to you, and you must have sodium issues. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say you're Caucasian or anything. Maybe you just got blood pressure situations. But baby, I want you to season to your ancestors. Tell you to stop when it comes to it. Add garlic powder because we want it to be a little freaky dicky. Pepper. And that's it. Mix it all together. You know, you got the best of both worlds. Use your own fried tortillas preferably. But if you are indulging and you want to just keep it, you know, semi-homemade, get yourself a bag. I'm just bougie. I can't help it. I can't. I'm sorry.
I love that. I love that.
All right, y'all. We're going to be back from paying these bills in 5, 4, 3, 2, commercial. And we back. You had to bring it back, bitches. Way back.
Back in the time. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Straight positivity, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't leave me feel.
Bring you back to the sunny day.
Bring your ears to me.
We back from break. Why Boston Bossy gonna tell me, look at the sunset, Kasia? I was like, what in the... I'll look at this damn song, girl. Because she said it like, do it. She said it really regal. I was like, girl, if you don't look at the sun, darling. I was like, where's your cigarette holder? I was cracking up in my head, though.
Quickly, darling. Sun is for looking, not for playing about. You know the vibes. And all that good shiznai.
Girl, let me just say, I am so looking forward to the next evolution of Mary Jane and Munchies and all our live streaming platforms. Girl, let's get into them. Let's talk. Mary Jane and Munchies introduces
live episodes.
Coming season 4, we are bringing videos. Way more.
Cooking demos.
Mwaha! You will not be able to stand us.
Of course, more animals.
I don't know why she said animals. Oh. That we're eating. very much.
I meant pets. Oh. They said that we're eating. PETA's calling us as we are thinking about recording this episode. They're like, what? Eating? Eating?
Yo. We are creating a studio in Boston Bossy's domicile. Y'all, I never thought it was going to come to it. But just like that, God takes away something to give you more. It's crazy. We about to flip this room. We up in here and like we ain't never seen it before. Stay tuned. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Right?
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Tell us what you think about the project thus far and what you want to see as it continues.
Go ahead and follow us because that's actually where you're going to get the majority of the behind the scenes. So, you're going to see the home improvement flipperoni on Boston Bossy's personal channel. Go ahead and tell them about your channel, Boss Bossy.
I am going to be your go-to for on-the-budget decorating. A little bit of advice, like Boston Bossy CES, and some speed cleaning. So, yeah, tune in. I can't wait to show you guys all the surprises I have in my house, and possibly how I can help some friends and families with their own houses. So, yeah, I'm super duper excited.
I that's what's going on with Boston Bossy and her vibe. Me, y'all, I'm about to go ahead and flip so much content on you, you don't even know what to do with your girl. You're going to be like, damn, that's freaking nasty. I ain't even know that shit. That girl go hard in the paint. That's a real-ass queen right there. I'll be like, yes, and you are a queen. And you are a king. And that is why I teach you how we can cook good and look good. Yeah. Honestly, I'm at the point where everybody is asking me, wanting stuff from me, being like, what do you do? How are you doing? How? What can I do more of? I'm not just be looking at them like, baby, look, this is what I have to use with him. That's what I got for you. Just do it. Collabs are coming, but I'm really looking forward to just building and manifesting my true results. With Boston Bossy, I really feel like her YouTube channel is going to be a great reflection of her energy. And for my channel, you already just know I'm for your cook good and look good needs. I need you to just be remembering that sometimes when you come to my channel, you're going to make the food and you're going to lick your fingers and be like, how did my fingers get in my mouth? I slipped up again. I'm sorry. I just, sometimes I feel like I need to, you know, just eat some delicious and nutritious and so damn vicious. I just can't. Anyway, y'all, go ahead and follow me at QUEEMIEJ1ES on all platforms. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube page. If you hella bored, like, and you don't know how to cook, what you doing at this point? If you hella bored and you don't have a lot of money and you want to be fly, what are you watching? Like, I just ask yourself that question and point yourself in the right direction. Boston Bossy, where can they find you?
Boston Bossy _ on Instagram. Boston Bossy on Twitter. I am a grind mistress on Uplive. Bego, I'm Powerpuff 88. You can look that up. On Uplive, it's grinding, I believe. So go ahead and follow me on those platforms as well as TikTok. So you can catch me on the TikTok app.
Peace. Bye.
Mary Jane and Munchies.